Adio moho, adio moho, adio moho, adio, 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 oh, adio moho, adio moho, adio moho, adio.
How can you catch the attention of other people? One way to do it is to write a book. It increases your authority, makes you sometimes even a bit of an expert. Here's how one guy started his book. Stately, plump, Buck Mulligan came from the stairhead, bearing a bowl of lather on which a mirror and a razor lay crossed. A yellow dressing gown, ungirdled, was sustained gently behind him by the mild morning air. He held the bowl aloft and intoned, Intro ibo ad altare Dei. Halted, he peered down the dark, winding stairs and called up coarsely, Come up, Kinch, come up, you fearful Jesuit. Solemnly he came forward and mounted the round gun rest. He faced about and blessed gravely thrice the tower, the surrounding country, and the awakening mountains. Then, catching sight of Stephen Dedalus, he bent towards him and made rapid crosses in the air, gurgling in his throat and shaking his head. Stephen Dedalus, displeased and sleepy, leaned his arms on the top of the staircase and looked coldly at the shaking, gurgling face that blessed him, equine in its length, and at the light, untonsured hair, grained and hued like pale oak. There is how James Joyce began Ulysses. Has that grabbed your attention? Many have heard of the book. Today is Bloomsday, the day when James Joyce is celebrated most, 16th of June. Let me read you another bit further on in the book. Give you a flavour of what James Joyce was like as a writer. His smile faded as he walked, a heavy cloud hiding the sun slowly, shadowing Trinity's surly front. Trams passed one another, ingoing, outgoing, clanging, useless words. Things go on same day after day, squads of police marching out, back, trams in, out. Those two loonies mooching about. Gingham carted off. Minna Purefoy, swollen belly on a bed, groaning to have a child tugged out of her. One born every second somewhere. Other dying every second since I fed the birds 5 minutes. 300 kicked the bucket. Another 300 born, washed the blood off. All are washed in the blood of the lamb, bawling, Ma! Cityful passing away, another cityful coming, passing away too, other coming on, passing on, houses, lines of houses, streets, miles of pavements, piled up bricks, stones, changing hands. This owner, that landlord, never dies, they say. Other steps into his shoes when he gets his notice to quit. They buy the place up with gold, and still they have all the gold. Swindled in it somewhere. Piled up in cities, worn away age after age. Pyramids in sand, built on bread and onions. Slaves, Chinese wall, Babylon, big stones left, round towers, rest rubble, sprawling suburbs jerry-built, Kerwin's mushroom houses built of breeze, shelter for the night. No one is anything. I'll stop. There we have two extracts from James Joyce's Ulysses, which is all set in the year 1904, 16th of June. There's not much to say now on this Audio Mo Day 16, except to say that there've got to be other ways of attracting attention and holding on to it.
Audio Mo-ho, Audio Mo-ho, Audio Mo-ho, Audio, 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 oh, Audio Mo-ho, Audio Mo-ho, Audio Mo-ho, Audio.